Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Now, nothing quite divides families at Christmas like Christmas chocolate. Some are pure nostalgia, some promise luxury, and some disappear, well, far too quickly. So to put them to the test and to give our definitive ranking of Christmas chocolates, I'm joined by writer and broadcaster Barbara Scully and journalist and digital social media executive with News Talk, Ciara Tracy. We have, ladies in front of us, a veritable bounty, and we'll get to bounties in a bit. But
oh, boom.
There we go. Quality Street Roses, Celebrations, Lear Chocolate, Dubai Chocolate, and Butlers. Are you both, I presume you wouldn't be here if you weren't chocolatiers.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I must say, yeah, when it was lovely to be asked to come into News Talk to actually eat.
I'm genuinely salivating right now. Like, I haven't had breakfast yet, so this is the best breakfast.
We're gearing you up. We were saying outside, this is your prep for the marathon that is Christmas.
100%,
eating exactly chocolate
that.
For breakfast.
Can I just say, it is very early, though. I had thought this through.
No way.
I was coming in this morning going, oh, chocolate at 8:30 in the morning. But yeah, like, I'll give it a shot. Yeah,
I did.
Don't protest too much, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fair.
There's no such thing as too early, I think. So crack open the chocolate.
What is the box that you would go make a beeline towards? If the three of them are under the tree of the sort of the big ones.
The big ones. You know, I was actually talking about, with age, I've come to really appreciate Quality Street.
I think it's like shopping in M&S.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, genuinely. Quality Street get better.
Excuse me, as the oldest person in the studio, I'm gonna trump you all on the getting older nonsense. I would never buy Quality Street. No, I mean, no. And they even don't, like, these kind of, they're all wrapped in kind of what is
it's day like a wax
glow
paper.
Kind of, yeah, no. That
I'm sure it's very
it
environmental.
That doesn't do it for me at all. Celebrations probably would be the box
it's
that we
classic,
would have at home,
it?
Yeah.
So what's your go-to then? Go on, if you are, of all of these boxes, what sweet are you reaching for first?
Well, leaving out the Butlers, because that's posh chocolate.
It is posh chocolate.
I wouldn't be putting that out for everybody to be dipping in and out of all day long. You know, that would be the one that would come out maybe after dinner or something like that. And everybody's allowed one.
I was going to say when the guests are gone.
When the guests are gone, you can have one.
There's always a box you keep for the guests.
Yes, exactly. But if you're, you know, we do have a trough. I was going to say it's not a trough. It's a little tray that we put some sweets on for dipping in and out of. Now, we've had to change that a little bit because we also have a very large dog who's a Labrador. He eats everything.
Right.
So we have to put these up high. But the one I would reach for out of my box would be the controversial Bounty.
I can't believe it. Number one.
Love Bounties.
What?
Yeah. And nobody else in the house does, which is great. So they're all left behind as everybody trolleys through everything else. The Bounty is left behind, and I love a Bounty.
Ciara, arrest this madness, please.
I actually have to disappoint you as well, because I am fond of
a Bounty. Oh my God.
Yeah, I think they're so light and refreshing, you can keep on going back for more.
They feel kind of nearly healthy.
Yeah, they do, basically.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's one of your five
days. It's coconut and a little bit of chocolate.
Is this the chocolate equivalent of the silent majority coming out?
Possibly.
In voting for the Bounty?
Yeah, possibly.
That's exactly it. They are. They're a silent hero.
It's a win-win when nobody else likes them.
Well,
you get them all for yourself.
I thought it was interesting because in the mood of Christmas yesterday, there was a tub of celebrations put out for all the guests who were coming in and out of News Talk. And the two left over were the Mars and the Milky Way. Now, Mars, I can understand. I would put that near the bottom. But the Milky Way?
Milky Way, Milky Way is... Mars is always, I think, a bit heavy and very sweet and kind of clunky, Whereas Milky Way is light as a little feather. Mm. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with the people who were in here yesterday.
That's the battle of the mid-off, I think, with the Mars and the Milky Way. They're just very inoffensive, I think. But I'm surprised because I personally wouldn't touch Snickers with a box.
Well, there's one, and I saw you actually yesterday open the unopened box of Celebrations in the office specifically to get the Malteser.
I actually did
that. Oh, Malteser is good. Yeah, no, Malteser is definitely good. Yeah.
But no, it's so nice. That is a classic.
You can probably hear the crunch actually, as I've already tucked into these.
The other thing, can I go back to the Quality Street and being the oldest person in the room? The other thing I'm always afraid of with these ones, because they're so kind of old fashioned, I kind of think of these Wheaties has been around when I was a kid. And they would have pulled your filling out because they were so chewy. Yeah. And I'm kind of, now that I am an owl one, I'm afraid to eat them in case I do actually pull a tooth out or something out.
You know what though?
Isn't cool at Christmas.
I do love a toffee penny. And I kind of like the thrill of potentially ripping out a tooth.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
time.
You'd be chewing that for days.
I feel something afterwards, and that's the main thing.
Yeah,
and
I'd be careful. They should come with a health warning.
You'd lose a filling in a toffee penny.
I don't actually have any fillings. Well, I probably will after
You will
this
after
Christmas.
This segment. I'm telling you now.
You're such a boaster. I don't have any fillings. Good for you, girl.
And I love the chocolate stick as well with the Quality Street.
It's They're like basically, are they not just the same thing,
with the
though?
Chocolate coating.
What
a
is this?
Shape. That's a chocolate, like
so
toffee stick.
Oh, toffee, I'm not having that.
So, no, that will also, but it's coated in chocolate. This is also a favourite. I will literally, like, go from the box and I'll take the toffee pennies and the chocolate sticks out and just...
You see, that's why I'm not convinced now. I'm even more definite that I'm not buying Quality Street at all. So
lots of people already getting
a non-starter for me.
Someone disagreeing with you already. Quality Street is my favourite, followed by After Eight. I do love an After Eight.
That's like healthy. No,
oh, yeah.
Healthy?
It's mint.
Ah, it's delicious though.
And it's dark chocolate.
Lots of people also saying we forgot about Lindt. Those little Lindt chocolate balls. Lindt. Oh, really?
Yeah, I love the, in fairness now, I love the Irish brands of good chocolate. Mm. Butler's is one of my favourites because I think women, I don't know if you agree with this, Ciara, I think women, even though I wouldn't consider myself a huge chocoholic, I always have to have chocolate in the house.
Yeah.
Because when you want it, you want it.
I 100% agree.
I mean, that we nearly had a divorce in the first 10 years of our marriage because my husband is like my dog, would eat everything and anything. And if it's there, he'll trolley through it. And I say to him, "You can't. That's my chocolate." And I mightn't touch it for a week, but that doesn't mean I don't want it. When I want it, I want to know it's there. And my very favourite chocolate of all chocolate is the Butler's Atlantic Sea Salt.
Oh my God.
Ugh,
yeah. Very, very good.
Very sophisticated.
The Butler's, it's the pink Himalayan sea salt that's over there in the corner of that tray.
So
that's
beautiful.
Staring at me.
It's staring
oh, here,
at me.
Can I try that then?
Do it.
Just to check how it's. How
Please.
It, how
I'm
it
hoping there's another tray
the...
hidden somewhere here that might have one.
So keep talking while I.
Yeah, while
munch
you're
away.
Doing that, people are still. This is really getting people exercise. Surely Bounty is one of your five a day. Texter.
I agree.
I'll take that into Christmas. And Bounties are fabulous. I'm the one who's in the minority here, it seems. What do you think? Pink Himalayan. You're not looking as impressed
I don't
as
like
I thought
this kind of gooey stuff in it. What's the
Ooh,
gooey
that's
stuff?
Caramel.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of caramelly toffee things.
Really?
I'm going to have to ruin that now. Have I got it coming down my chin as well?
Do you think it was going to be like a solid?
Yeah, I did. So now it's all running down my chin because I wasn't expecting that.
Are you an anti-filling person?
Do you mean a dental filling or a filling in a chocolate?
I'm
anti-dental filling. Yeah, no, I don't like that. That's no, I'm disappointed.
Oh, and you've also eaten my favourite ones.
Sorry,
double
I've
blow
half
there.
It left if you want the other half.
You're
no?
all right, thanks. You finished that, and you have.
I'm
the
not going to finish
well.
It. I don't like it.
Apparently, my pick is the controversial one. I love all of the strawberry and orange ones.
I like a
strawberry one. An orange? No, they remind
orange.
Me of. Terry's chocolate orange.
I actually like Terry's chocolate orange.
Do you?
If I get the orange filling, I am disgusted.
No,
oh,
I will take
filling.
All, save them up. I'll give you my bounties. I'll take all of your orange
queens. That's
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, that's great. Yeah, you're spending Christmas that. Together, yeah?
We have
Something
a little box
we
change.
All right. That's not a euphemism.
Okay. What about this? Go on.
The
you've got
other one,
one there.
Is, do you know, like,
classic
come on.
Dairy
classic
milk.
Dairy milk.
In the roses.
The little dairy
is
milk.
Is that not just
square.
A bit dull? It's a, like,
but
it's a lovely as a bar, but it's a bit boring.
And you know what? I have two daughters who live in Australia, and the Irish dairy milk tastes completely different from any other dairy
I've
milk.
I've heard it's creamier.
It's creamier. It's much nicer. So I don't think we should overlook this.
I think
a little dairy milk when you want a little soupçon of nice chocolate, you can't go wrong.
Is the nicer one in that not the caramel, the dairy milk caramel?
You see, you're back to, I don't really like toffee.
I love it.
I didn't realise that now till I came in here.
A lot of people are getting in touch with the different chocolates. So don't forget Black Magic. We did forget Black Magic, but very fancy. That's another one of those as you get older, you appreciate Black Magic more.
I've never had that.
How do you know?
Look, I have facial hair now. You know, getting older and wiser. I shop in M&S occasionally.
Was Black Magic the one with those iconic ads back in the day? Where the fella used to deliver, the fella in the suit used to climb up and come in windows to deliver a box. Nobody
Santa.
Knows what I'm talking
that was
about.
Milk Tray,
no.
our producer is
oh,
saying.
Oh, was it
that
Milk
was,
Tray?
Yeah.
Love Milk Tray.
Which is another one. The one that might prove controversial, that became big this year, it's over near you, Dubai chocolate.
I'm having a bit
you're
of that bet, now.
You're betting to it.
She's bet into it. I'm going for a bounty here because I know
you
I like this.
You haven't tried
I've
that before,
never
have
tried
you,
Dubai
Sean?
Chocolate. Pass me it over some of this now. This is the this
amazing.
Has and this is a particularly fancy looking one. It looks like a Willy Wonka bar
it
and
is.
It's got like some sort of gold filigree on it.
What's in it? What is in the Dubai chocolate?
It's pistachio.
Oh, it's crunchy.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I didn't think it'd be crunchy.
Here, Barbara has some.
No, hang on, I'm doing a bounty at the minute. After the bounty's gone.
You need an aperitif for this.
Okay.
So
we're flat out of time from eating that. That's actually nice, kind of pistachio nutty.
It's so fancy.
We've been
tahini
chewing
pistachio.
And talking too long. We need our top five.
Oh my god!
I'm putting strawberry cream on there. Don't care what you say.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna go for the chocolate toffee stick from Quality Street as my number
one. Ooh, toffee stick over toffee penny.
Yeah, I like that. Add a bonus for the chocolate.
Okay, Barbara.
Butler's to me is number one, but I didn't like that one. But
Butler's.
I'm willing to trough through the rest of them here, and yeah. I'm sure I'll find.
We'll come back
to you
about an hour's time.
Yeah,
we'll get another hit.
And I'll come back. My number Maltesers. One is these bounties. Love a bounty.
Oh, I can't
so
put
underrated.
Bounty in the top. Yeah. All right, I can't believe we're putting bounty in the top
and
five.
And then I'm going to try and I'll try
the Dubai chocolate.
I hate falling for good marketing, which is all that is.
No, no, it's worth
the Lear chocolate Lear? For the next year. They are delish. I wouldn't put them top five. But they are delicious.
They look very nice, yeah.
We need one more to round out our top five from all the boxes. Is it Maltesers?
Yeah.
What about the Humble Dairy Milk, no?
I don't...
It's too mid. It's too mid.
That can be sixth.
Okay.
So our top five, strawberry creams, controversial, toffee stick. They're all controversial, actually.
You shoved that into number one there.
Well, I am. I just put it in. People can let me know on the text line. Toffee stick, Butler's chocolate, just in general, bounty, and Maltesers. You go on, you can keep your bounties anyway. Barbara, Kira, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Christmas. Enjoy your bounties and everything else that comes to you.
And mind your teeth. Mind your teeth,
mind
people.
Your teeth. Mind your fillings.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.